This is the Dan and Christy podcast.
Dan and Christy.
The Big Mac is the original mouthful. A one-of-a-kind flavour that now comes in three sizes.
Why not? How cool is this? There's a restaurant over in Verona in Italy that now offers you a free bottle of wine over a lovely lunch or dinner if you cannot use your phone. What a brilliant marketing in hand, right? Mm. Like if you don't have your phone in hand, then you can sit there and have a free bottle of wine for customers who just, you know, relinquish your mobile phone.
Mm.
Oh, my God, is there anything better? Hey, when you go somewhere and they bring out a free bottle of wine, when hubby Justin and I eloped, because we eloped when we got married, we went out to a restaurant for dinner afterwards, right? And we were wearing our full wedding gear get up. Like I had a beautiful gown on and he had his tux on. Like you could tell we just got married, right? Or we were just dressing up to get free wine. Because when we sat down, everyone in the restaurant was so nice. They were sending over bottles of wine
to us.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like we, at one point, the waiter comes over and they said, oh, just so you know, this couple would like to congratulate you. They said to pick any wine bottle from
any
the wine list.
Oh,
literally
so
any
nice.
Wine. Mm. And then I fell asleep on our wedding night because I had so much.
And you bought a box of Fruity Elixir at the end of it. Well, this is great because my brother, even yesterday, like I went round into his house and he was on his phone the entire time. It's kind of like an extension of himself and it just absolutely shits me.
Yeah.
Like, it just annoys the hell out of me because I'm not with him. He's not present. And it's kind of replaced our face-to-face combos. He's just like, this is more important than you, what I'm doing on my phone, scrolling through absolute crap. And I'm like, I don't even get to talk to him anymore. Every family event, every Christmas, don't even know who he is because he's more, like, what's more important is what is on that screen, which is ridiculous. I'd love to go back to the days where we didn't have them.
Yeah, I know. Mm. And I love the way that you just use that word because it does. It shits me too.
Mm.
It really does. And you know who's the worst at this in my own personal life?
Mm.
It's my mother.
Mama Deb,
she just loves an iPad. She just loves a phone. Let me give you a prime example of her being distracted by a device, which is something we're all relating to right now. I was giving birth to my first son. I made the mistake of saying, yeah, Mum, come and watch me in the labour room. Come and, like, be there when I'm giving birth. She's sitting there, right? She's watching her iPad. She's clearly texting people on the iPad because I kept hearing these bing, ding notifications. And I'm like, Mum, I'm in labour. Get off your iPad. Seriously, at least turn it down. And she's
have
there like,
detox.
Sorry, darling, I promise you I'm going to turn it down. She couldn't figure it out. And then, she's asking the midwife, oh, excuse me, how do I put this on silent? I'm like, Jesus, woman, get out of here.
What
I felt like a drink.
Two bottles of wine in each hand.
Dan and Christy.
This story is wild. It's a real incident. And just a bit of a trigger warning. It's to do with a corpse. So, this is so surreal. And a Brazilian woman has been arrested after taking a corpse to sign a bank loan. And she knew he was very, very ill and very, something's amiss. He appears to have been deceased as they took him in Rio. So she took a late uncle. And then she was arrested for it because she's going to get a loan of about $3,250. So it's a pretty big loan. And she tried to get her elderly relative to sign it off.
Oh,
this has actually happened.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Like, God.
You would do this Weekend at Bernie's style?
I would never do this. Of course not. But especially over in Brazil, like where it's so bloody hard for a lot of to struggle to live, you know, like.
Mm.
I don't know how she thought she'd get away with it, though.
No.
That's the thing. Like, unless he looked just a little bit tired in his wheelchair, like,
he looked
it's horrible.
Pretty pale. Yeah, that's it. So it's a bit like the parrot sketch in Monty Python.
Yeah, it is too, actually.
He's just resting. Like, oh, go on, you have to sign it. I can't sign it for you.
Wake up.
Yeah, wake up. This is your ex-uncle. And that's what they said. The footage showed her telling the dead man to grip hold his pen. And so she put it between his fingers and said, time to sign the piece of paper. You're like, oh, man.
Jeez. How did she think she was going to get away with this? Did she think that people would just not pay too much attention, maybe pick up, uncle's hand and start to pretend, oh, it's just he just needs some help,
blah,
blah,
blah.
Look
at him writing it,
it shows how hard it is to get a loan, doesn't it?
That's it. So that's what the thing is, like, oh, he's very sleepy right now. And what were they going to do? Okay, no need to sign. Here's the money.
Yeah,
that's how it works. The human corpse was denied a bank loan, and now he's running for US president, which is great.
Kiss. Dan and Christy.
But how do you sleep? That's what we're asking. Sleeping in separate beds. Some people do it. Maybe it's right for you. 131060.
Yeah, give us a call. This is a new thing going around at the moment, a study that found it can be actually beneficial for couples. But then also on the flip side, there's also the other one where it's actually the start of the beginning. This, especially if you have a husband. This is my husband, Justin, who I adore.
That's
this
music
was
to my ears.
Him snoring.
It's beautiful.
No, what it's not. It's a pain in the ass, right? So I just block his nose.
This is why I can't sleep.
Exactly. So I had to leave our bed last night. And I love our bed. I love our pillows. And I left the good pillows with him. I should have taken a pillow out from underneath him and taken it. But I didn't. I was a cool wife. But the thing is this, we always sleep in the same bed, right? Because I don't want to not sleep in the same bed as my partner. I have done that with previous partners. And it wasn't good for us. Like, it was the start of the end. I mean, but having said that, it can be a very healthy thing, especially with the small children, which Justin
small
and I have done for years.
Yep.
You've got no choice in that regard. You might want to sleep with your partner, but you can't because kids will wake up throughout the night multiple amounts of times. And so you do co-sleep and stay with your baby.
That's it. And a lot of people are saying, you know, it's, if you wake up and you toss and turn and you get no sleep, it's actually worse for you. And disrupted by snoring is a big one. So 131060, this is what we're asking you. Do you sleep in separate beds? Em, do you sleep in separate beds?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. How's it going, babe?
Look, we started sleeping separately when I had my last baby 2 years ago. And now the thought of us sleeping in the same bed, just I can't even sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for sure. But, Em, do you guys have, like, visits before slumber time?
Look, I'll go into his room some nights and then I go back to my clean bed.
Yeah, a couple of minutes later, I've done that. We've all done that with kids.
I just hang out with myself in the single bed. Snore as much as I want in there.
It's working for you, Emily?
Oh, absolutely. Even, like, because he's in the spare bedroom, so even if we've had guests over and they're staying and he's got to sleep in my bed, I think, oh, really? Like, can you just go sleep on the couch or something?
My husband loves doing that. He loves when the spare bed's made. There's a TV in the spare room. Like, he loves just hanging out in the spare room. He's like, all right, I'll just go to the spare room. I'm like, you bloody love going to the spare room, don't you?
How good's the doghouse?
Yeah, Dan's in there with him. Tim from Yarrawonga, do you sleep in the separate bed as your partner?
Yeah, not by choice, usually.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. Why? Are you a bit of a noisy bloke?
Yeah, I'm a chronic snorer.
Oh, you're the snorer. Yeah, okay.
Snorer the Explorer. Have you got sleep apnea? Have you tried to fix it?
Oh, not really. It doesn't really faze me, to be honest. I'm asleep.
Yeah, you don't care at all. Too.
Yeah, you're not
you're
tossing and turning like everyone else in the building. It's working for you, though, Tim?
Yeah, it's working so far. As I said, I don't really have an issue. It's the sweetheart that has an issue.
All right.
You're having a great nap.
You go sleep on the bed.
Oh, have a good night's sleep tonight by yourself, Tim. Sandy from Hobart, do you sleep in separate beds?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. So what do you think this is because, you know, you don't want to, you know, stuff up the relationship or anything where it's just not right?
I don't know. I find that it would be weird, but he mentioned it. He said, oh, like how it's normal. And I'm like, what? That's not normal. And he's like, I know heaps of people that sleep in separate beds. And I'm thinking, well, with your snoring, I could sleep in a separate bed, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, hon?
I agree. I have to agree with you, Christy. Like, I've thought on numerous occasions, oh, if only I could get away with putting a pillow over your head to shut you up. Like, he has woken up in the morning, like early in the morning from his snoring.
We're going to see you on a crime show real soon, Sandy. Dan and Christy! If you happen to be near the Welsh town of Llangolan, I love the sound of that town. It sounds amazing. Llangolan.
Yeah.
Remember the Langoliers? I wonder if they live in Llangolan.
Well, I loved the Darling Buds of May. Do you remember that Welsh show? Yeah, good one, haha. Catherine Zeta-Jones was in the Darling Buds of May. It was this wonderful.
I missed that one.
So she started her acting career.
Well, she should be in the street pizza and kebab shop because it's gone viral. And for the wrong reasons. It's so bad that it's amazing.
See?
I love this kind of stuff.
I know you do. And the thing is, I actually think it's so cute. I don't think it's as bad as what you would think it is because it actually starts out quite good. So it's a parody song. And the idea of a parody song is that it has to rhyme. Now, Dan doesn't toot his own horn, although, well, probably
Mate,
does do things with his horn.
Every morning, actually.
Especially in the Arvos. But Dan does parody songs, right? And they're really good. So you pick a song that everyone knows and then you do a subject to it. And obviously it rhymes. And this is what they wanted to do with their pizza and kebab shop. Mm-hmm. And they did it to a very famous song.
Yeah, the one that I want from Grease, the musical. And they lack in musical prowess, but it's so funny. It's humor, it's enthusiasm, because they do it very subtly and very out of tune, and they're not put off by a bum note, the people on TikTok. Because
no, they're not. I mean, ours are, like, when I hype your parody songs, I'm so out of key, but we do have fun and mix it up to try and make it actually sound a little bit good. But we have an audio producer too, Rob, who helps us as well.
That's right. He gives the lemons, makes lemonade with it. But the street pizza and kebab people, have a listen to this. This is a voice created in heaven.
You better hurry up, because I need some grub. And then gag for kebabs.
So that's that.
You right. Better be quick. Chuck some chips and food.
Do you want some chips or salt?
Oh, off mic. You were so off mic.
Squeeze till I'm safe. Stop.
Walk the chili sauce on. Walk the chili sauce on. Walk the chili sauce on.
Whack the chili sauce on. Yeah, I'm going to tell my kids that's John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, because that goes hard. And that's the thing, like, everyone's saying, oh, man, that's so bad. It's so bad that it's good. It's like Eurovision levels good.
It actually is. That's the thing. It's had so many hits now. Mm. That's what has made it stand out on TikTok.
And these idiots, the big chain restaurants out there spending millions of dollars on campaigns, just like that
just
TikTok
get these
ad.
Guys.
Yeah, just get them at the door. Like, meanwhile, just absolutely kill it. I'm going to that kebab show anytime I'm in the Welsh town of Langley.
Dan and Christy.
Who's excited about this? Taylor Swift's highly anticipated 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropping tomorrow. It's Friday tomorrow, Friday the 19th. It's come around pretty quickly since you made the announcement of her new album.
Do you remember?
We've got an alternate cover to The Tortured Poets Department that nobody has seen.
Oh, my God. And fans have been, like, decoding clues about this new album. It's a really clever marketing campaign, but it does release Friday. Some of the lyrics to her songs were on the Apple Music platform too. So it says, like, the four words were, "Hereby conduct this post," whatever that means.
That's really
cryptic.
It is cryptic, but that's what Taylor does.
Mm-hmm.
People are actually wanting to, like, have parties about it, like, be there when the album drops and have, like, a Tay-Tay party, which I think is really nice. Like, if that's what brings them together to the point that people would actually want to be there to listen, then that's really, really sweet.
And it must have been like that going to the concert too. There would have been Swifty fans from every era, just like a harmonious kind of gathering of all these, you know, fans.
What was amazing about the Taylor Swift concert, the first thing that stood out to me was the crowd itself being a very nice, friendly, respectful. It wasn't a belligerent crowd. Like, no one was. I did see a bar amongst all the seats and stuff, but people actually barely walked to it in my experience because, well, they didn't want to miss Taylor, but people weren't interested in doing that. It wasn't about getting drunk, being stupid, and playing up, if you will. It was about, you know, some people sat there and had a little drink and watched Taylor, but it was about having fun and being respectful and stuff. It was a really lovely crowd. And I could see there was obviously the women my age, a lot who were mothers, but you got to remember, Taylor Swift came out. I wasn't a mom. I was like 20 myself or 21 myself. And so we were there sort of partying harder than all the kids out there who
love
Taylor. And there's a lot of kids too. So the multi-generational people that Taylor Swift's fans covered was amazing. Wasn't just women, heaps of guys there too. My husband, Justin, loves Taylor Swift. We had, honestly, one of the greatest nights of my life until Harley, my son, was complaining.
Oh, yeah, and you had to leave early.
Seriously, he was driving me crazy at one point. I mean, he was telling me he was tired because he's 8 and it was 11 p.m. at night.
So you shut your mouth and you listen to this music, all right? Because I paid a lot of money for this.
Oh, we did too. Mm. We paid a lot of money. Mm. And then I swapped seats with him at one point because he had a better seat than me next to me. I said, can Mummy just sit there for
Mummy wants a better view of this.
Mummy wants a better view. This is Taylor Swift, dude. You don't appreciate how lucky you are to be here.
Yeah, you should have a party tomorrow about the Tortured Poets Department, and it's just your tortured son.
Dan and Christy.
Dan and Christy.
They're going to take a walk outside today, going to see what they can find today. They have been reunited. That's from Milo Notice, the film. You might remember that.
I remember it.
And it's not a dog and cat, but this beautiful dog and, of course, the magpie. Woo. So did you see this a couple of weeks back? Peggy and Molly. Best friends. One's a magpie, one's a dog.
Hey!
Yes!
Unlikely friends.
I know, and then the
best friends.
I know, they are best friends, and then the magpie was taken away from the family because this magpie was living with the family. Now, producer Maddie was very well across this, which I really loved as well, because producer Maddie doesn't have pets per se. He's not really a pet person.
He's
but
more
he
of
loves
a
animals.
Plant
but
person,
anyway.
Isn't he?
And I said, hang on a second, the magpie was not being like kept against its will. It still had a backyard and things like that. But they took the magpie away from the family home because they said it's a wild animal and you can't keep the magpie. That's right, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why, unfortunately, we can't have wombats as pets. You can't keep native animals as pets.
Yeah.
Unless you're a registered carer.
And so there was a whole big hashtag of, you know, bring Molly home because, you know, they wanted to be together. And thankfully, it has happened.
Yay.
It took quite a while, 45 days, right? And there was all this press about it, and we saw Molly the magpie was reunited with Peggy. Peggy the Staffy, by the way, for context of what sort of dog they are, because they're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really sad.
I like those unlikely animal friendships. There's lions, tigers and bears, oh my. They're a trio. There's one of those. I know there's a dog that goes swimming with a dolphin every day, which I watch on YouTube all the time. I don't know if you've seen that one, Maddie, but it's one of the best. You would love it.
What are you Googling on YouTube?
I'm doing a lot of stuff on there, dogs and dolphins. Was it getting hot in here? I'll tell you what, Nelly, one of the great artists of all time. He sold 21 million albums in the US alone. Superstar of R&B. He literally couldn't give away a ticket to his latest concert.
I'm going to be honest as well. When we started talking about this before off air, I thought it was Nelly Furtado we were going to be chatting about. Because you remember Nelly Furtado, right?
Yeah, he was like a bird.
Yeah.
She was.
She was, yeah. She's a she. And and she's great too. And
she's
around the same time, I think, is when their music was released, Nelly Furtado. And Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly, who wrote songs like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roll With Me.
And I remember thinking, oh, okay, well, maybe people just can't remember Nelly Furtado's work. What would that be? But when I found it was Nelly,
Nelly, the guy with the Band-Aid on his face.
Yeah, that guy.
Footage was circling on social media because he was performing to a near-empty arena. And there's video taken from seats from the side of the arena, so I'm not really sure like whether it was a super small crowd, whether people were taking the mickey out of Nelly, but they do show virtually empty arena. And it would be hard this day and age to fill an arena.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine?
Even the Jonas Brothers, when they came out to Australia, people were paying full price for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Then people were having such discounted price for tickets. And their fans were so pissed off, understandably, because they paid full price.
Yeah.
The only person, really, it seems, of late who you just can't even get a ticket to because they're all sold out is Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
For people these days to be able to afford the luxury of a concert ticket, it's 8th, 9th, 10th, 20th, 50th down the list. Like, people can't prioritise going to see music, unfortunately.
No, and they did say there was limited VIP tickets, which was pretty expensive for the soundcheck access, which would explain the small crowd. And maybe that's where the footage is from, some people are saying. But they're saying, no, it's actually really poor attendance. So the venue can hold about 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And, I don't think there was that many. There was maybe 1,000.
Yeah, not many at all. But, so even in the acting world, and you especially with your comedy, like, I've done a play before, and there was always this rule of thumb that if less people arrive in the audience than what the cast are, then you just don't perform. The show doesn't go on.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's just what
perform.
The theatre role is. But we were like, no, we don't care. We're still happy to go out and do a show. And I think you've told me that something happened to you like that.
I've played to broom cupboards. Literally, there's less people in the crowd than there are on stage. And there was once that where it was like Tommy Little, there was Luke McGregor, all this amazing lineup of local comedians. I think Dave Hughes was there. So Dave Hughes, the big guy. And there's two people in the crowd and they're Swedish backpackers. It just wasn't advertised very well, but we still did the show because we still had fun.
And didn't you once say to someone who rocked up to see you do comedy, should we just go out and do something instead?
That's what happened. Like, I went to Los Angeles to do comedy at the Hollywood Complex, and we're on Santa Monica Boulevard, and there's two people in the audience. And I started doing the show, and then I'm like, hey, do you guys just want to go out for lunch instead? And they're like, yeah, let's wrap this up.
Dan and Christy!
Thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet.
Go ahead.
This is Fill the Space.
T-10.
From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet has landed, bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video to some of the most remote parts of Australia.
We have
From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet's here, bringing you streaming that streams, video calls that video, and high-speed internet. And we're going to fill the space. 30 seconds about space. No filler words, no umming, no ahhing, no long pauses. Easy, right?
Easy. Mm. We're so excited. $4,000 up for grabs right now. Life-changing money at the moment.
That's right. And Deborah from Newtown. Good morning to you, Deborah. You did cut out yesterday. I don't know if you heard it, but you just went to loud static.
You did, Deb. So we thought we'd give you another chance. Give you another shot.
Thank you. No, I didn't hear it myself, but anyway, it did cut it out.
That's right. You were talking about constellations. You were about 20 seconds in, and then it just went...
Yeah, you couldn't
just
write
like
it
space.
Down. It's seriously.
Must have been in space.
Mm-hmm. Must have been Darth Vader just dropping in. Well, your 30-second subject for today. Are you ready, Deborah?
Yes.
It is astronauts. So fill the space in 30 seconds. No umming or ahhing or long pauses. Here we go.
Oh, wow. Space, the ultimate journey. NASA, Neil Armstrong's space adventure. First man landing on the moon. Planets are all in sync. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Mission accomplished. All planets aligned. Congrats, NASA. Done a great job. I saw it live on TV at school 1969. It was fantastic. I'll never forget it, and the whole world will not forget it as well.
$4,000,
no, Deborah! You did it, Deb! $4,000!
I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Oh, wow.
Deb, how are you feeling? This means a lot to you, doesn't it?
It does. I can bring my daughter, grandson, son-in-law over to Hobart.
Yeah,
from
that?
New Zealand. All fares paid, all accommodation. Thank you so much.
Deb.
No worries.
You played wonderfully. Has it been a long time since you've seen your family?
It has been quite a while, yes, and I miss them very much and they miss me too. So it's just absolutely special and wonderful when we get together.
Well, Deb, you can now tell everyone that you won $4,000 with Deanna Christie.
I can't believe it. Oh, thank you so much. This means the world to me.
Go get some fish and chips. Nookie, nookie, chocolate fish.
Yeah, fish and chips. Definitely, I love them.
Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Dan, Matt and Christy.
Dan and Christy.
The Big Mac is the original mouthful that now comes in 3 sizes.
That was the Dan and Christy podcast.
Dan and Christy.